Good morning and happy Saturday. It is time for another BEC Power Talk. I'm your host, Terry Basin. Can you believe we're already into the month of February? So happy Black History Month to everybody out there listening. Unbelievable how fast the year really does fly by. And we have some special guests. I'm looking forward to meeting some new people each and every time. It seems like there's new faces that come to the show. And Libby is already up and running. Lisa is but in the rearview mirror already, huh? You look like, oh, Terry, I don't mean that we don't love her and we will miss her, but it's all about Libby now.
Well, Lisa is enjoying a much-deserved, hard-earned retirement.
That's right.
And we are carrying the bright torch in her absence.
And you are doing that exactly. And you have brought some special guests to talk about some things that are very important today, and that's a good thing. So should you introduce them or should I introduce them? They're company, so I think you should introduce them. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it. See, the tone of your voice said, Terry, you do it. I'll do it. It's okay. It's okay. Libby's tall, so she walks around. She carries a big stick, so I don't want to make Libby upset. We want to say hello this morning to Wendy Kulik.
And very good.
I usually get it right when I have to, you know. So Wendy Kulik is a volunteer serving with BEC. And also Patrice Simmons, who is the manager of the community service at Berkeley Electric. Now, a few minutes ago before we started the program, I said BEC, and you said, no, you said BET.
That's because I serve mm-hmm. on the board of the Berkeley Electric Trust.
Okay. And that is BET, yeah. So BET for BEC. So
very good.
Yes.
That's good.
And you just have to make sure you enunciate carefully, or else people are just going to hear the same letters.
Yep, and they'll be thinking, what channel is that on? It's not on my cable, but no, BEC. But the Berkeley Electric Trust, you're on the board.
That's correct.
And a wonderful volunteer.
Well, thank you. It's one of my favorite. I volunteer in a number of different ways in the community, mm-hmm. but serving on the trust is definitely one of my favorites.
Well, and I'm assuming that you and Patrice, you work together?
We do. And Patrice has just assumed a larger role with the trust, so we're looking to working together even more so.
Yes.
Yes.
Patrice, have you accepted yet? Because you looked at, you looked over like, but you have accepted this new responsibility.
Yes, and okay. I'm excited about it. I am the trust administrator, so I get to work alongside this great group of people serving our community. I'm excited about
it. Can I pay you a compliment? I don't want to get in trouble, but I'm just, you have to say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you have, your teeth are amazing. You have great teeth. So I don't know what you did, but man, does she have great teeth? Look at her teeth. She's.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, I had children in braces, so I know. Mm. I know.
Yes.
A braces tooth. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank your parents.
No.
Oh, you did them.
Thank me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We're having so much fun this Saturday. But we will get to the information, I promise.
Wonderful parents, but I just did it recently.
All right, well, hey, amazing. I just had to say that. Well, we want to talk about the trust and trust scholarship. That's really the purpose to the party today. The trust scholarship and Berkeley Electric awards, are my eyes deceiving me? Does the number 10,000, is that the right number? $10,000 in scholarships this spring?
Yes, that's the total.
That's a good total.
It is.
So somebody's listening right now on WJNI, and they're like, whoa, $10,000 for scholarships. Now, could you tell me about the scholarship?
My pleasure.
Yes.
The Berkeley Electric Trust Scholarship is a little bit different from a lot of other scholarships because our target students who receive these scholarships mm-hmm. are students who might not necessarily receive a ton of scholarships money from other organizations or other colleges and universities. For many of our students, the $1,000 scholarship that they might receive is the difference between going to college and not going to college.
That's right.
We have quite a number of students who, for the first 2 years, will attend a technical school,
okay,
or a junior college, and then after completing their first 2 years, they'll transfer to a four-year college and get their bachelor's degree.
And as you said, to those listening, that I can relate, because I have struggled to put my children through school. And, you know, it's a good struggle because my daughter graduated from Clemson last year and you know, got two more. Well, let's say one and maybe two more, because my son looks like, you know, he's off and running. Maybe he won't go back to school, but that's okay. He's got to live his life. But my younger son is, we're trying to get him finished. So I understand where you say that margin of success versus not success can be as thin as $500, $1,000.
Absolutely.
And when that keeps you away, that is really sad.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
And through the Trust Scholarship Program, mm-hmm, I have met some of the most amazing students. They are young men and women who, for the most part, are very clear about what they want to do with, mm-hmm, their future.
Okay.
Because part of the scholarship application is writing an essay explaining why they're applying for the scholarship, what they want to do, mm-hmm, what they want to achieve. And some of the stories are just incredibly heart-wrenching.
Wow.
Some of these kids have been through such trials and tribulations, and they've come out stronger.
Yes. You always come out stronger when your experiences are in that rock and hard place, if you will. You know, you're just better for it. But it still don't feel good when you're in it. But thank God for the Berkeley Electric Trust Scholarship. $10,000 in that will go to various.
It goes to
people.
It goes to 10 students.
Okay, so 10 $1,000.
That's
scholarships,
correct.
And like I said, that's 10. I mean, that probably feels like $10 million scholarships if it's making the difference. That is amazing. And wow. Okay. Well, let's see, Patrice. You're a little quiet over there since I gave you that compliment about your teeth. So, who can apply? I bet you know the answer to that, don't you?
Yes, any student that either attends a high school that we serve in territory we serve,
okay,
or their parent is a member of the cooperative.
Okay, so wow, that's great. So students that are in the service area, or if your parents are a member, and you know, once again, one of the benefits of being a member owner.
Yes,
I tell you, every time I do the show, I get a better feeling about what goes on at BEC. One day, I'm just going to leave here and just come work over there, you know.
It's, come on.
Yes.
Okay, Libby said it. But Libby, you were like, come on. You know, I don't know how you did that. That's impossible. You can't shake your head no and say yes, but she did it somehow. But
it's radio.
It's radio.
It's truly a labor of love.
Well, and that is exactly the point. I can feel that this is sincerity. Everybody who I've met from Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you just generally care, so you do a job. And you know, like the job that I do on radio, it's hard to do this, and they say announcing is acting, but it's so much better when I can actually, like, I'm enjoying your company right now.
Right.
I'm not
thank
pretending, you
know.
You. Yeah, well, thank you for all this great information.
Well,
that you bring.
Libby and Patrice actually get paid because they're employees of the cooperative. My pay is in love and appreciation.
Look at there.
I remember the first trust client whom I met, and this is a little off topic, but at the end of our discussion about what she was applying for from the trust, we finished talking, and I got ready to leave, and she said, may I give you a hug?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so worthwhile. And when you meet the kids who are recipients,
mm-hmm,
of the trust scholarships,
yes,
they are so appreciative and so grateful because it really is making a difference in their lives.
They're so excited.
It is the difference that makes it important. You know, it's the difference. If you if you have it and you say, hey, I'm just, well, where do you want to live? How many cars you want to take to college? And okay, you have an unlimited credit card line. It's like, okay. But then when that $1,000 puts you just, oh man, I got 100 left. I made it. But you just know the impact of that is just tremendous. So
each year, Patrice and I will go to the various high schools these recipients are attending. And most of the time, the students don't know they're receiving the award.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the look on their faces when they find out, it's one of those things, I'm rarely at a loss for words, but you really can't describe.
Well, it's in the definition of priceless is what it is. And the best things in life really are free. Now, let me ask you this, and I don't know if
free. They work hard for it.
Well, they work hard, but your job, the gratification that you get, like you said, the best things, what you do is free. Now, you have a personal connection, I understand, to a winner in the past year.
Yes.
What is that, may I ask?
You certainly may. One of our recipients last year attended St. John's High School on John's Island.
Mm-hmm.
I live on Kiowa, and so Kiowa, Seabrook, Johns Island, Wadmalaw Island, Ravenel, parts of Hollywood, that's my territory.
Okay.
And I volunteer at Mount Zion Elementary School on Johns Island 2 days a week.
Yes, ma'am.
And last year's recipient, Tyler Durham, one of last year's recipients,
mm-hmm.
I met Tyler when he was in the third grade.
My.
And I worked with him in third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade in the classroom doing what each of the teachers asked me to do with the kids. And so watching him grow up and listening to him, he's an incredibly well-spoken young man, very, very family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And when he received the award, sitting and watching his mother, whom I know because she used to be at Mount Zion working in one of the programs.
Okay.
And sitting and watching his mother when he received the award, the smile didn't fit on her face.
Well, I can tell the way you're telling this this story. I mean, maybe we will have to get some tissue in here. We talked about a tearjerker. I mean, but I can tell your Auntie Wendy. To that young man. So, you know, awesome that, you know, the world works because people like you help it turn, you know. So thank you for what you do.
Well, those of us who are in a position to do so, I was always taught, if you're fortunate enough, then you give back to your community.
Yes, ma'am.
And so volunteering at Mount Zion, serving on the trust board, I also work with Habitat, doing Women Build once a year.
Okay.
These are the most rewarding experiences you can have because, yes, I get a lot from doing it, but it's because the people I'm working with benefit so much.
Wow. And see, when you get me on the golf course out there at Kiowa, you're going to feel so good about it. And I'm going to feel so, I'm going to feel so good about it too. I'm just teasing. Not really.
Not really.
Teasing. But it's wonderful, like I said, what you do as a working with the Berkeley Electric Trust Board, and the sincerity, I feel it is coming through loud and clear on the radio. So once again, thank you, Wendy. Wendy Kulik is with us. Also, Patrice Simmons. See, that's the lady from TV. She's a friend too. Hi, Patrice. But no, Patrice Simmons is in here. Community Service Manager at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Let's ask this, two things real quick, and you can both answer. How do you apply, and then what is the deadline? Because spring is almost here.
To apply, you want to visit our website at berkeleyelectric.coop.
Okay.
And you'll go under the My Community tab. And the deadline is April 3rd. So we give them until midnight on April 3rd, and they'll find out about a month later whether or not they've been chosen.
And you know how many of them will be in there at 11:45?
Oh, yes.
But that's just part of being students. My daughter is working on a project just the other day, and I get up real early, and I had to stay up a little later because she was working on her project till like almost like, Jameer, you know what time it is, and but she got right. it done. So a lot of students, they'll be cramming that essay, getting everything in there.
Right, Terry, but we don't want them to do that because they do have to get a referral from their guidance counselor.
Oh, so they follow the process.
Yes,
yes.
And if you happen to fall behind, you've got until April the 3rd, midnight.
April the 3rd,
right.
midnight.
And they want to make sure that they completely fill out the application, that
yes.
they don't leave anything off, because unfortunately, given if they don't complete all the criteria, they would be disqualified, and that would be heartbreaking.
That's right. We don't want that. We want you to follow the process, apply, as you just heard how to, and then the deadline you now know. So this information, it's before you, and I'm sure if you go to the website at any time, this information is available to you.
Yes, and Terry, we want to make sure that the listeners know that the minimum GPA requirement for this scholarship is 2.5.
Okay.
So it really widens the scope
right.
of students that are okay. eligible.
And, you know, there are a lot of very smart 2.51
yes.
students.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of times I know the measuring stick is always, it's just that, a measuring stick. But
right.
the ability, you know, some people are late bloomers, and, you know.
That's
know.
Absolutely true. And yeah. as a former English teacher, I also have to remind any of our applicants, be sure that you stay on topic for the essay part of your application.
Stay on topic.
Yes.
Because
we very often have students who start off and it's a really strong start, and then they get lost in the weeds on some topic that has nothing to do with why we should award them a scholarship.
Spoken like a true teacher.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is great information. Now, I need to ask another question. My journalism hat is on now. So you're giving away this money, 10 $1,000 scholarships, blessing folks near and far, which is great. But how are the scholarships funded?
Before we get there,
mm-hmm.
we don't give them away. Students earn them.
So I said that. I figured that out. I had osmosis just now. But, okay, they do earn them. But they still are funded somehow, some way.
They are.
And how are they funded? The tough questions.
No, actually, it's a very easy question.
Okay.
For everybody who is a customer of Berkeley Electric Cooperative,
mm-hmm.
you get your monthly bill.
Okay.
And although the dollar amounts may vary each month, some people who don't participate in Operation Roundup, which funds our program,
mm-hmm.
each month they will have a different number of cents. One month it might be X dollars and 23 cents.
Mm-hmm.
One month it might be Y dollars and 34 cents. To participate in Operation Roundup, all you do is you call your local Berkeley Electric office.
Okay.
If your bill has a different number of cents every month, call your local Berkeley Electric office and ask to be made part of the program, because then what happens, your bill is rounded up, hence Operation
Roundup. Uh-huh.
It's rounded up to the nearest dollar. And for people who participate, I think the most we've ever had, if you itemize on your income taxes every year, you can include this on your charitable deductions.
Okay.
Because the trust is a 501c3 organization.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think I've ever had more than, I think $6.61
yes.
was the most, because the maximum it can be rounded up each month is 99 cents.
Okay.
And so if you're fortunate enough to be in a position to do that, it not only makes you feel good, what you're doing is providing neighbors and other members of the cooperative
mm-hmm.
who cannot afford to have a new HVAC system, or a new roof put on their house, or their windows fixed, you're providing them an opportunity. And one of the reasons why I love working with the trust so much is the accountability factor. Remember yet before I said to you, we don't give the money away?
That's right. They're earned.
The maximum the trust will award to an applicant is $3,000.
Okay.
If the work that has to be done is in excess of $3,000, then the client must provide the difference between the total and the $3,000. And to make sure the money goes where it's intended to go,
yes, ma'am,
the trust makes out its $3,000 check to the contractor who is going to do the work. The client then must get a certified check or a bank check for his or her share of it,
okay,
also made out to the contractor who's going to do the work. So that it's never money that where you're throwing good money after bad.
Not okay.
And I have to give a plug to the contractors who work for us,
mm-hmm,
because quite a number of them are people who do work in the community. And if they received a phone call from Mr. Smith that he needed a new HVAC system and he was just a private customer, I would almost guarantee you that he would be paying more than if Mr. Smith were a client of the trust.
I got you.
Our contractors do everything they can to work. And I've said to some of them, how do you make any money? Oh, we make it up elsewhere. Well, I don't see them making it up elsewhere. They're just really good people.
Wow.
Who are trying to help other people in the community who maybe haven't been as fortunate as they have.
I understand. Well, very well crafted the way you explain that. And really, Operation Roundup is a wonderful way to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
It's really what it is. So,
yes.
Wow, that's, you know, everything when you see in marketing is like cash back and cash back. What's back to me? How about cash forward, you know? And this is exactly what that is. So a great way to do it, a great way to raise this scholarship money so that they can earn.
That's right.
Those scholarships. That's right.
And some of our clients are people who are retired.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most seasoned client I ever worked with was 89 years old.
Okay.
Some of them are people who need the financial assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
Some of them are people who are disabled and can no longer work. And being able to help them, it just gives you such a wonderful feeling that you are part of a process.
Well, you are definitely in the right place. What you're doing, you should also be running for the mayor of Kiowa. I don't know. I think I'd vote.
Oh, no.
Great idea.
But that's a whole nother story.
Say never thanks, but no thanks, huh? I got you.
But, Terry, let me also say that mm-hmm, from the outside, just coming in
mm-hmm,
and watching the process and,
yes, ma'am,
you know, just becoming a part of the board as the administrator, just the attention to detail and the excellence that they operate in, we just want everyone to know that this is – not something that's mishandled or taken lightly. Every member of this board is passionate about what they do. They're going out to these members' homes and putting their eyes on it. And sometimes there are times when they do deny cases. So we want our members to know that their money, when they're rounding it up mm-hmm, and they're paying it forward,
yes,
is not being handled or taken lightly.
It's money. Well, you're giving to good, legitimate,
yes,
situations.
Yes, and it's not being placed in anyone's hands but the contractor. The board sees to that.
I got you. All right.
Well. And what I usually try to do is once a contractor has scheduled the work at a client's home, I usually have the client call me when the contractor has maybe half an hour, 45 minutes to finish, because since our contractors go out of their way to help people, I like to be there. I have to inspect that the work has been done, every trust board member does,
okay,
before you can
sign off,
issue the checks.
Okay.
And so what I like to do is go to the client's home when the work is about to be finished so I can see that it's working. If it's an HVAC system, for instance, it's got to be first on heat, then on air conditioning to make sure both sides of it are working.
Okay.
But then once that's done, I can hand the contractor the trust check and the bank check, the certified check from the client, so that he doesn't have to work he doesn't have to wait mm-hmm. to be paid.
And when you do your inspection, make sure it's spring or fall so you don't have to cut the AC on in December or the heat on in July.
But sometimes a little bit out of the ordinary for the process is, let's say we have a client whose HVAC system has stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And rare though it is, we get some actual winter weather here and it's really, really cold.
Right.
We will then treat that as an emergency. Rather than waiting for the next month's board meeting,
okay,
we will go, the trust board member whose client it is will go visit the home,
mm-hmm.
make sure it really is an emergency, and then get authorization from at least two other board members to go ahead, treat this as an emergency, but get it done right away so okay. the client doesn't have to work. And that's the beauty of working with now Patrice, mm-hmm. used to be Techie Van Cleve, who's just retired from Berkeley Electric Cooperative. But that's the beauty of working with them, because they receive the applications and they can tell by looking at it, is this really an emergency or is it something that can wait till the next month's meeting? And if it's an emergency, they're right on it, getting a hold
ma'am.
Of the appropriate board member so that it can be addressed immediately.
Well, I must say that as I am doing these shows every week, I'm just more and more impressed at the entire operation. And, man, there are a lot of other companies out there that I hope they listen in and steal some of your great concepts and ways of operating, because, I mean, it's wonderful. You know, we know that's not going to happen, unfortunately. They're not. But you should steal. I mean, well, okay, borrow. Emulate what Berkeley Electric Cooperative is doing, because it's awesome.
I don't want to get off topic, but there are probably more corporations and organizations that perform a lot of charitable activities than you would recognize. It may be that an employee is able to leave his or her place of work for an hour or an hour and a half
mm-hmm.
at a particular time to lend their efforts to a nonprofit.
Right. And well, like I said, if so, they don't talk. They should do a better job of promoting themselves like you guys do. So shame on them.
No,
because
well, you can do no. But the reason I say not shame on them is that there are, and I can think of one organization and one company in particular who does not go out and brag about what they do. They do an incredible amount of charitable things.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't go out and brag about it, because that's not why they do it. They do it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, and that's really what Berkeley does. You don't brag about it. You're making people aware so they can tap into the service. Because that's really why we do this program, to let your customers, your member owners, know what's available to them. Because as we know, they're not going to go to the website unless we tell them to go to the website. They're not, you know, so we're just giving them that gentle urge. Come on. We got some great stuff for you, member owners. And so I do recognize that. So, you know, we're humble with it, though.
We try.
Yes, we try. Well, I tell you, man, time flies when you're having fun. And we've talked about some great things with, once again, Patrice Simmons, the manager of community service at Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and Wendy Kulik, who is a wonderful volunteer, should be the mayor of Kiowa, but
she's no.
serving as a volunteer on the Berkeley Electric Trust Board. And of course, Libby. Should I say the last name? I'm not even going to say it, even though I could say Rowig. I can say it, but Libby's here as well. And this has been great, getting this information about the scholarship, Operation Roundup, and like I said, the great things that go on with the family over at Berkeley Electric Cooperative, because it's truly a family affair. It really is. So,
and Terry, before we wrap up, can we mm-hmm. go back over the scholarship requirements and how to apply one more time, just in case somebody missed it?
We got 60 seconds, so I know Patrice can do it. How can they get involved with the scholarship?
You want to visit our website at berkeleyelectric.coop. under the My Community tab. The deadline for the scholarship is April 3rd, 2020, but you don't want to wait until the deadline to complete the application.
That's
because
right.
You do need a referral from your guidance counselor. So you want to get that in early. If you have any questions, you can contact me via email or phone. My email address is Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E-S, at BEC.COOP, mm-hmm. or at area code 843-856-8125. And please remember that the minimum GPA requirement is 2.5, and the total family annual income has to be less than $75,000.
Okay.
We're really gearing this scholarship toward those students who don't have a lot of other opportunities.
That's
so
right.
That's why we
and income along with a student's GPA and the other information that's asked for on the application must be documented.
Yes, ma'am. Must be documented. See, there it is. That's, I'm telling you, Mayor. Well, look, that's about all the time we have for this edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Wonderful talking with, once again, Wendy Kulick, Patrice Simmons, of course, Libby, and me, Terry. We say farewell on this Saturday's morning. I am signing off for Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Have a great day.